From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Lebanon's opposition movement staged its biggest rally yet in downtown Beirut today, marking 1 month since the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri. The protesters repeated their demand that Syrian forces leave Lebanon. Today's massive turnout is in response to pro-Syrian demonstrators who've mounted their own rallies in the streets of Beirut and other cities. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports, the competing protests have raised tensions in a country still traumatized by memories of civil war.
The bullet-riddled statue in Martyrs Square, where opposition protesters have held a month-long sit-in, was lost today in a sea of Lebanese flags carried by hundreds of thousands of opposition demonstrators who engulfed central Beirut. Protesters like this biology teacher named Chantal were quick to claim this gathering was even larger than the pro-Syrian rally held in Beirut last week.
They are paid to protest. That's why. This is the difference between us and them. And if they want to protest, let them go and stay in Syria. Well, why stay here, you know?
Both the pro- and anti-Syrian demonstrators have been waving Lebanon's red, white, and green flag, making this perhaps the first time in the country's fractious history that two opposing blocs have used the same symbol. Izad Creighton, an official in Hariri's future party, says this is encouraging.
Competition is always a good sign. You know, if competition will try to bring the best nationalism out of us and patriotism, let it be. We don't mind that at all.
But not all Lebanese agree. The Vert et Ciel flower shop stands around the corner from the street where last month's massive car bomb killed Hariri, along with 17 other people. The shockwave blew out the store's windows. Shopkeeper Asmahan Zahereddin says the rallies have her worried.
As for rallies, it is pretty dangerous and I am pretty fearful because it's like these guys are saying, I have more people, the other guys are saying, I have more people, and this could lead us back. You know, it reminds us of the old days, of the war days.
It's been 15 years since the war, but Lebanese commentators agree the competing demonstrations have exposed some old sectarian divides. Michael Young, opinion page editor of Beirut's Daily Star, says many Lebanese Christians, Druze, and Sunni Muslims were alarmed by the huge pro-Syrian rally organized last week by the Shiite Muslim Hezbollah movement.
What many Lebanese saw, as they put it, is a lot of Shiites entering Beirut. Unfortunately, this has provoked a sectarian response from the other communities, particularly the Sunni Muslim community. I don't think that that was quite the message Hezbollah wanted to send, but certainly that was the reaction. And my suspicion is that this will in fact mobilize particularly the Sunnis in the future.
Meanwhile, members of Lebanon's pro-Syrian government have accused the opposition of ratcheting up tensions and destabilizing the economy. Lawmaker Asim Kansu is a member of Lebanon's Ba'ath Party and a staunch supporter of Damascus.
The opposition will betray us like mercenaries. They are agents of the Americans and spies against the Lebanese people.
Despite the inflammatory rhetoric and several minor shooting incidents, the contest in the streets has been largely peaceful, due in large part to the presence of the Lebanese army. General Ilyas Farhat says it hasn't been easy keeping huge groups of competing demonstrators apart.
And now, as you know, there is a competition in gatherings, and it's a great job for us in order to pass all these demonstrations peacefully without any clashes with anybody.
In a speech this month, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad warned that violence could erupt in the power vacuum left by the eventual withdrawal of Syrian troops from Lebanon. Some Lebanese, who blame the assassination of Hariri on the Syrians, interpreted Assad's warning as a threat, saying they fear Syria may try to exploit internal divisions even as its soldiers leave the country. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.